County Commission Chair Steve Shotwell.
Good morning, Greg.
What's happening, Mr. Shoddy?
Well, we met Tuesday morning. County Board of Commissioners did at their study session. And it went on until 11:30. It was one of our longest study sessions.
That was Election Day.
Dealing with budget. We got to get it going here.
Yeah, you've got a unbelievable deadline here.
Yeah, we do. If we're going to ask for a millage and it's not off the table, that has to be done by August 11th.
An enhancement?
Yeah, an enhancement. Okay. It's a millage. It's a property tax to help us get through COVID. You know, the governor's all set and able to help everybody but county government work its way through this stuff. So we've got issues, financial and otherwise, to deal with. You've had the court shut down for 3 months and dealing with that issue there. I have to say that our court administrator for district court and circuit court have done a great job handling the cases that we have put forward. Educating people on Zoom, educating people on how to do stuff and communicate. You know, the county has a new indigent defense division that was established.
Right.
And that arm is up and running. It's there on South Jackson in the old Board of Realty building. And with that comes other responsibilities. And now we're going to have a new sheriff. And we'll have to see what kind of plans and everything the sheriff wants to put together after November to work towards straightening out a lot of the different issues that have gone on in Jackson County. I appreciate our deputies and our command staff and everyone in the corrections operations for Jackson County and the great job they've done working through all of this.
Whoever is sheriff, obviously they know the budget's going to be lean and mean.
Yeah, that's correct. It'll be very, very tight. But the other thing, too, like I mentioned, the indigent defense, we also have a second arm that the county taxpayers thought appropriate was Lifeways and mental health millage. And we need to continue to reach out and expand that program within our court system and within our jail and incarcerations. And that can be utilized to help us correct some ongoing difficulties that we've had in the past. We hope that works well. And we're working, you know, we'll be working with the Lifeways Board on everything we possibly can do. We're going to use all the tools in our kit to make sure that Jackson County's putting the best foot forward. And on that note, we just received back our national rating and study where we went out and communicated with county residents. And over 49% find Jackson a great place to live, and find it, over 50% find it a safe place to live countywide. And there's a lot of interesting statistics and facts within that. And people ask why we do that. Well, we do it to help us market Jackson, number one, but also understand administratively. If we're doing things right, you want to make sure that you're actually doing the programs that the community needs and that the community wants to have, whether it be the trail systems that we have, or it be the health department and the outreach within there, or other programs similar to Lifeways and the animal shelter. So,
are all those numbers shared somewhere?
Yes, it is. It's on the county website.
Okay.
It'll be, you can read through the whole
report.
Program, all 600, I believe it was 600 questions.
Wow.
It could be wrong. It could be 300 question answered twice.
Pretty extensive there.
Yeah, it is a very extensive questionnaire that's sent out, and it's sent out statistically accurate to the public. And we do this every year, and we've been doing it for over 6 years now.
Well, some good news Tuesday, the Senior millage passed,
yes. So we'll be able to go forward and continue taking care of our seniors. I wait for the new plan to come out on what direction we're going to go, because the original plan and budget showed an austerity program without the millage. And so coming forward to the Board of Commissioners here over the next couple months will be the direction for the seniors and the programs that we possibly have.
So better safe than sorry there.
Correct. We always plan conservatively, and if we end up in a better position, then we go forward with it. And that's what's worked out very, very well for Jackson County.
So the last time you were here, the budget hole was $2 million. Now, today it's $3
million. Looks like $3 million.
Wow.
Yes, sir. I actually got it rounded out. It's growing fast. Well, 2.5 and 3. Yeah, well, Corona's taking its toll on everything that goes on. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, we get our revenue, majority of it from property taxes, but the balance comes from fees and businesses operating. And we have to have the businesses operating to be able to maintain things. And then there's revenue sharing. And we haven't heard yet at all from the state what revenue sharing is going to be for counties. We know it's going to be reduced.
It's going to be tough.
They told us. Yeah, it'll be a tough. And you have to remember, the last time we dealt with a hole like this, we had 3 years. And we were able to do a soft landing. Now, this is going to be January 1st. We're going to have to have this all figured out. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes. And there's nothing off the table to try to balance this budget.
Any take on Tuesday, how that washed out, the election, and how that fits in with the county?
Well, decision made in the Pulaski-Losey race. Earl Pulaski will be serving for the next 2 years in Jackson. There's no Democratic candidate out there. I believe Tony Bear is also returned to office. So we're just waiting now on the people that have races against Democrats. One is Rod Walls, and the other one is the position representing Blackman Township with the retirement of David Elbo. So we'll see how that goes with Ray Snell and DeVita. So, yes.
Is it District 8?
9.
With Darius Williams?
Oh, Darius Williams and John Wilson, yes.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm sorry about that.
What
yep.
district is that? 8? 7? 8?
8.
8, okay.
Because he and Dave sit next to each other.
So there will be a race there.
Yeah, there'll be a race there. So, yes. So going forward, and come January 1st, they'll have 22 and 23 to try to figure out with the new commission. And we don't anticipate 22 being much different.
No, it's hard to probably get too optimistic right now, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is. And it very frustrating is the hardest part.
Because things were going well.
Yes, things were running well. It really reminds me of the June in 2008. Right up until June 18th, while they were worried about the bubble, they were hoping they could figure out a solution, and then it all completely unwound in 2008, and we had to deal with the Great Recession.
Now, we did have, Judge McBain was in here Monday and talked about opening up the new event center for some court activity.
Correct. We're looking at all of our spaces. Is what we're looking at, and finding where we've got a large space where a group can meet and be safe.
We are pushing ahead with some trials.
Yes, we have to.
Yeah,
have
they're to, so backed up right now.
Right. And again, like I said, I appreciate what our circuit court and district court have done up until now, and going forward, it'll work out. We'll be able to do as much as we can. So the other sad news is that we will not be having a Labor Day fireworks display. The Fair Board or the Parks Board yesterday decided to cancel that for this year. So no fireworks in Jackson County. We're looking at other pop-up events that we may be able to do Labor Day weekend, similar to the drive-in movies and those type of things that we've done around the county already.
Now the falls is running, right? Mm-hmm. What are the hours there, Steve?
Does that go limited.
Till 11?
It goes to till dark is what it goes to. And 11 normally, but I'm not sure with COVID and with the way things are operating.
You mean it starts at dark?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, correct, yeah. The water starts flowing a little bit before that, but starts at dark and ends in at 11. The splash pad is open. Again, reduced numbers for safety's sake. And the ice cream store is open, too.
Right.
Forget that.
No, absolutely.
So, but yeah, that's that. The Cascades Falls is operational. Cascades Golf Course is working very, very well. And we met yesterday, long-term plans with the pickleball teams and people, and looking at what we can do to help them increase different courts around the county. So that's on the agenda for 2022 in the parks. Now, the other thing, too, that we met on here the end of July is the road project along I-94 corridor. And the state of Michigan will be sending out the bids on Elm Street, Lansing Avenue, and then also the big project west at Michigan, at west at 127-94. That project will, they'll all work in a cycle going forward upon completion of the Cooper Street work that's being done. And you'll see Lansing Avenue and Elm Street. Now, Elm Street's bridge will stay open through construction because they'll be building the bridge to the east. The footprint will be changing location. It'll be a little bit more level ground. It'll involve roundabouts. There'll be one on the south side of the highway at the city side, and then two on the Blackman Township side.
That's a massive project.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, and it'll all be done in one season. They'll do a bridge replacement similar to M60, the way they're replacing it this year and making everything up to date and work well. And then the big project will start on West Avenue and 127 once Lansing Avenue and Elm Street are complete. There will be prep work being done, though, on the 94-127 area for the next year. So you'll see people out there working now, getting ready for that project. So don't be surprised if you're not some daily backups or halftime backups there as we modernize all of 94 corridor through the city of Jackson.
Yeah, and it's a tricky little travel area.
Yes,
right,
it is.
Right now with the construction.
Yes, it is.
So be careful.
Please.
Man, it's crazy out there.
Where the enhancements have been done, it's really working nice.
Yeah.
And looks good, too. So, yes.
So, is McDivitt done?
Half
done.
They'll be working on the part from Draper toward Hague Avenue and all the way in then to Francis Street and the village of Vandercook Lake. And they're working there right now. Everything's all tore up. They plan to have that done by the end of this season. And you have to remember that was a complete mill removal, pulverize, pick up the original road deck, because that was used to be M50 coming into town, and it came in that way. So,
yeah, I'll never forget it. I tried to drive out there, and I ended up in the Vandercook Lake Bermuda Triangle.
That's gonna happen.
That I couldn't get out of.
It's probably actually easier to have swam to Williams Lake and come in that.
Probably. Hey, Steve, thanks for the visit.
Yes, you bet, Greg, and
appreciate
thanks, Jackson,
it.
For everything.